It has now been 2 days since the South African government confirmed that law enforcement authorities in the United Arab Emirates have arrested Rajesh Gupta and Atul Gupta of the Gupta family, and South Africa's political parties are beginning to offer up their thoughts and hopes around the arrest. The Department of Justice spokesperson Crispian Peary released the following statement on Monday confirming the arrests.
The Ministry of Justice and Correctional Services confirms that it has received information from the law enforcement authorities in the United Arab Emirates that the fugitives of justice, namely Rajesh and Atul Gupta, have been arrested. Discussions between various law enforcement agencies in the United Arab Emirates and in South Africa are ongoing. South Africa will continue to cooperate with the UAE on the matter.
The Gupta brothers are accused in South Africa of profiting from close links with former President Jacob Zuma and exerting unfair influence. Their arrests follow the issuing of a red notice by the International Criminal Police Organization, or Interpol, at the beginning of March. This notice paved the way for their arrests to face fraud and money laundering charges here on home soil. At the heart of their activities in South Africa, the Guptas owned a business empire spanning computer equipment, media, and mining. However, the family continues to deny any wrongdoing. South Africa's ruling party did not have much to say around the Guptas' arrest, but ANC spokesperson Pule Mabe indicated that they would be monitoring the news closely during an SAFM interview.
Well, of course, we did see a statement from the Department of Justice indicating that an arrest has been made. We welcome that and hope that they will be able to get to the real issues, whether it's on state capture, all of the issues that would have involved the Guptas. So we will be watching this matter closely. And we are quite interested to see how this matter ultimately unfolds. All we want is to see justice being served.
However, while other political parties have expressed relief that movement has been made to try and bring those responsible for state capture to book, they raise suspicions around the timing of the arrest, which came just days after President Cyril Ramaphosa was accused of allegedly hatching a plan to cover up a crime that took place at his Limpopo farm, where thieves made off with millions in foreign currency that was being kept at the farm. These allegations were made by former spy boss Arthur Fraser, who this week laid charges against Ramaphosa. DA federal leader John Steenhuisen indicated that the news was welcome, but that the timing was suspicious.
The Democratic Alliance welcomes the arrest in Dubai of state capture kingpins Atul and Rajesh Gupta. We hope this is going to herald the beginning of more arrests and prosecutions for all of those who have colluded both locally and abroad in the looting of South Africa and who are now directly responsible for the hardship that many of our citizens are facing as a result of the opportunity cost of that money, which should have been spent on services, going into the pockets of wealthy individuals and connected politicians. We look forward to obviously more information coming out and hopefully the extradition of the Guptas to South Africa. It's very important that the Guptas themselves tell South Africa and our justice system which politicians were in their pocket and how much they received from the Guptas. This is important because the Guptas couldn't have achieved the state capture project without the collusion of the politicians, and it's them who we also need to see in the dock being held accountable. I think this is a victory for the rule of law and for the principles of holding people accountable. But there's still a long way to go, and we must certainly watch this space very, very carefully. I think the timing could be construed as suspicious, and I sincerely hope that it hasn't been done to try and divert attention away from the very serious questions that President Ramaphosa is currently facing now. But we sincerely hope that this is going to herald the start of a new era of accountability, and that pretty soon joining the Guptas in the dock will be all of those politicians, particularly in the ANC and in government, that they've had in their pocket.
EFF leader Julius Malema did not want to address the topic, saying he believed it to be a diversionary tactic.
Before I answer the question of Guptas, which I'm not going to answer, Give me a picture of the Guptas in prison first, then I'll answer that question. For the possibilities that this story might be used as a diversion. I'm told the National Prosecuting Authority says it doesn't know this. And therefore, I'm not going to entertain a diversion and the spin of the state. The state went to write its own letter and send it to a DG in the presidency and took their own bullet and put it there. When South Africa refused to buy that story of intimidation of a DG as a diversion, then Guptas are arrested because Guptas must be a diversion. We are not interested in that. We are interested in the president being held accountable.
Good MP and Secretary General Brett Heron said that the timing of the arrest should not distract from the significance of the arrests and what they mean for law enforcement in South Africa.
Those who are accused of serious offences should stand trial and face their charges and not escape their day in court just because they have the means to flee and live elsewhere. Their arrest confirms that they are not untouchable, and that is a very good thing. It is tempting to link this breakthrough with the charges that have been made against the president. The assumption that these arrests are linked to the timing of the serious allegations made against the president should not divert our attention from the fact that the Guptas are notoriously linked to state capture and corruption allegations and have been on the red notice list for some time. The claims against the president are a separate matter and require answers from the president and an investigation without regard to these arrests. The arrests are a boost for our country's cleanup campaign, and this is being led by the president. So this is good news for our country and his campaign to hold alleged culprits accountable. The arrest of the Guptas is just the first step, though, on a long journey towards South Africa seeing justice. But I am hopeful that we will eventually see the Guptas answering to these allegations in court in South Africa. Justice will be done when these charges have been fully tested and when they are found guilty or not guilty, based on the evidence.
The arrests have paved the way for South Africa to start their extradition requests for the two Gupta brothers. Extradition is often a time-consuming and drawn-out process consisting of complicated legal steps and a plethora of potential legal challenges. The outcome of such an extradition request will be determined in a court of law. This is an ongoing story which we will continue to monitor. For Times Out Podcasts, I am Paige Muller.